Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, TSD family? Hope you're having a dope day, and thank you for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 9, Episode 11. My name is Chris Chu, and on lead vocals is the crew. What is up, Maya?
What up?
What up? What is up, Cal?
What's going down?
What's going down? What is up, Q?
What's going sideways?
Sideways? That's illegal in some states. As always, this Sneaker Podcast is brought to you by your favorite organic sneaker cleaner, Sneakerlogic. You can find them on Instagram at Sneakerlogic_official. You can use the coupon code TSP15, get 15% off your order. Tell them the Sneaker Podcast sent you. Get your kicks clean, yo. It's time. Now let's start the podcast like we always do with what we are planning on wearing tomorrow, brought to you by Quality. Good friends over at Quality. You can find them on Instagram at Quality, Quallatee. Use our coupon code SPOD20, 20% off your order. Hot shit. Spring summer 24.
Spring summer, yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, who wants to kick it off?
I'll go. Go, Q.
All right. So the other day, I saw Cal post the black tailored pant with the white stripe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I have those too, and they just look dope. And because it's still kind of cold
right
out where I am, those are going to be the bottoms. On the tops, I'm just going to do like a white tee with my like off-white like quality cardigan.
Uh-huh.
From
yeah.
last year. And then on foots, I'll probably just go like, I'll probably go Union Air Jordan 1 just to go with like the patina on the, just to match the cardigan.
With the nice. Beffies. Beauties and Beffies or something.
BBs.
Right? I don't know BBs, if that's how you pronounce it, but yeah. Love those.
Yeah.
Those are crazy.
Yeah. I see you're matching the little vestie with the sneakers, eh?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cal.
This is almost a recycled outfit, I believe. But now that I have the Raglan zip up in the black colorway instead of gray, this is what I've been waiting for. So I'm going to rock that black one with my striped rugby with the black and gray and like a pinkish stripe on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pair those with the black destroyed denim. And on feet, it's going to be the bleach coral Air Jordan 1 Low OG.
Ooh, I like those. Yeah.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
So I did it. I did it with the gray one, with the gray hoodie before, and it didn't work because the grays were too... I wanted them to mismatch, but you could tell that they were both gray.
So people weren't sure if you missed.
Yeah, exactly. So now that I have it in black, I'm rolling.
Good call.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be twins, Cal, because I'm also going to be wearing the rugby shirt, but the cropped version.
Ooh.
And the multi-cargo denim with all of the crazy pockets on the side. That's part of their latest women's collection. And on feet, because the rugby shirt is green, I'm going to go with my Travis Scott Lowe's olive.
Okay. Nice.
Fire.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Tomorrow, guess what, guys? I got nothing planned, and it feels so nice. Oh, all I've got to figure out is what I'm going to eat for lunch. No one's going to be home to judge me on what I'm eating either, so it's nice.
Nice.
But I do need to go hit up a mall. I have to run some errands, but I'm going to try to find some sneaker stuff to just check out real quick while I'm there. A little bit something for the business and a little bit something for myself, you know?
Mm. Nice.
So I do plan on wearing these. It's like olive carpenter pants from Koala. Okay, they're very like it's like a straight leg type deal. They're long for me, but I just fold it upwards, and like the cuff is basically the pant that's going up. It looks cool. I like wearing them like that. I like it. It like makes me look more not clean. Clean is not the right word. On business, I guess. Sure. And then and I'm just gonna wear a hoodie. Guys, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, okay? But as I lost a lot of a bit of weight, and I've been keeping up with like the mini exercises at home while I prepare for basketball every week, I feel like I look better in a hoodie than I used to.
Oh,
Yeah,
congratulations. Love
I
that for
thank you.
you.
I'm buying into wearing the hoodies. I'm like, oh, this is fitting nice. So I'm gonna be wearing a gray hoodie. I'll just take Cal's gray hoodie that he's not gonna wear. I'll wear the perfect hoodie, a gray, and I might wear this hat. I like it. For those who don't see it on YouTube, it's like dark forest green with the number 7 on it. And then on feet, I do believe the white cement threes look mighty fine with some dark olive type pants. That's what's gonna be happening. And this pant kind of drops low, as low as I want it to, but I feel like the white cement three, even if you just see that bottom half of the shoe, you can identify it. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Right.
For
So
sure.
that's gonna be what's happening tomorrow. All right, let's
Fire.
move on to before that, sorry. Again, quality. SPOD 20, get 20% off your order. Check out their new promos. Yo, their motorcycle jacket vibe going
Fire.
on. Crazy.
Crazy. That latest video
Crazy.
that they posted,
Yeah,
crazy.
fire.
All right, moving on to new shit, new shit. Who's got some new shit to talk about this week?
I
I don't
do.
go.
I was waiting. I didn't want to be the guy that busted in again. First of all, I just got this in the mail for Canada Post. Lost one of my hats. Like literally lost it. They told me contact the seller and they'll work it out with them. They take the blame
Whoa.
for it. So we'll see what happens there. But this came in, which Leon previewed when he was on the show, and it is the Hemp Jays from Still. In a green colorway made out of hemp, metallic Strongbird tee on it, and yeah, it's very nice. It's super light. It's cool material. So I'm stoked. I'm wearing this on Saturday, if you know what Saturday is. And
Yeah, boy. Right on time.
yeah,
Right
hemp
on time.
jays, yeah.
Yo,
Beautiful for some
it's a
hemp
nice,
vibes.
nice hat. It's like
Yeah.
nice colors. I like it.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. The way the blue like pops on that green is very nice.
Yeah, it's
Very
great.
nice.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I know you didn't post a photo of it, but you took a photo of it.
I put it on my story.
Right. Right.
Yeah, with the smoke and stuff like that, and
Yeah.
we'll see. It should hopefully make the rounds again. We'll see what happens.
Nice. And
But
you got that from Still.
yeah, STYLL dot CA.
They're our friends.
Yes,
Still
yeah,
yeah,
friend of the show.
facts.
Friend of the
Yeah.
show,
We're friends
yeah.
with good people, the best people.
Yeah, definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. Cause we're the best. Oh, did I just say
Still.
that out loud? I
You're the
didn't mean to
best
say
around.
that.
No one's ever gonna bring. Okay.
And I also got these. I forgot to say it last episode. But when I picked up the bacons from Eli, he just decided to throw these in for free.
Oh, yo, that's a it's a dope shoe.
It's
Fire.
like it's low key heat, man.
You know, yeah.
I just for the listeners, audio listeners, it's the Jonah Hill Superstar
Yeah.
from
Those
a
are
couple
clean,
years
bro.
ago.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I like them because of the movie. Right? He got to make that because of his movie. the 90s.
Oh, word,
something.
Eh?
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It was a skate movie or something, wasn't it? Yeah, that's why he got to make that one.
Okay, yeah.
I like that movie a lot. He's got a bit of controversy around his, you know, his person right now, but whatever. Yeah. No, not whatever the controversy, just whatever. I'm in for the movie.
Topic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to Google that because I didn't know about the controversy.
I didn't know either.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, anyways.
The one thing is, it feels like it's got like a leather coating on the toe.
Okay.
I've been trying to like when I rub it, it kind of feels like leather, but I mean, it kind of feels like rubber, but when I like dig into it, it feels like it's got a leather coating over it.
Okay.
So that's pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, didn't he say that like Sambas were like the best shoe or something? Anyways.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, anyways, whatever. It was really, yeah. He got to do stuff with Adidas. That's cool. All right. Next, anyone?
Nah, I got no new pickups this week.
I'll go then. As Cal was picking up his sneakers from Eli, I also checked out what he had for sale. Dude was like liquidating some nice stuff. Nice stuff. And I was like, oh, I kind of want like three pairs from the bunch, but I didn't feel like spending that much money at the time. But there was one pair that I did have my eye on. And when Cal went to go pick up his pair, I asked him, could he pick up the pair that I'm getting as well? And it is the Air Spiridon Para.
Oh my gosh.
It is, yo, I don't know. Eli babies his sneakers. He babies his sneakers.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like new condition. I know there's like a bit of dirt, but like nothing wrong with it. No defects of any kind. No proof that he actually wore them.
Wow.
Beautiful shoe. Yo, I didn't know that Spiridon had such game. It is so comfy, man. Like as a sneaker, Air Spiridon, like to the point where I don't mind wearing sneakers that are uncomfortable. Like Jordan 1s, I'll wear them. I don't care. This shoe, when I put it on, I was like, what the fuck is on my foot? It's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've put Boost on, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people agree that Ultra Boost is pretty good. This is something, man. I don't know. What the fuck? Yeah. Anyways.
That was when I picked those up, that was the first time I seen them in person. And I didn't know that like patchwork or whatever it is along the bottom is like material.
It's not painted.
Like, I thought it was like painted on or something.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
It's canvas. Yeah. It's like a canvas.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's super nice. Like I wore these to my buddies were playing in a finals, league finals game like on Monday. And it's the first time I had to walk into gym without wearing basketball gear. I was just like wearing like street gear and I wore these and I got like a few compliments.
Yeah, those are nice, man.
Thank you.
Nice.
So yeah, highly recommend you trying a pair of Air Spiridon. How do you guys say Spiridon? Am I saying it the same way you guys?
Spiridon. Spiridon, yeah.
That's how I was going to say.
Spiridon. Spiridon? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good.
And then also, been a lot of raffles lately. A lot of raffles. There's even raffles that I've entered that I don't remember that I've entered, and I'm trying to enter a second time without noticing until I see my own comment in the comments. I'm like, oh, shit, I already entered this shit.
Wow.
I won the raffle at Normal.
Oh, yeah.
For the A6 times Hidden NYC, the Gel NYC.
Yeah, you manifested buddies. This.
Yeah, like it's like a, you know, it's been a while since I bought an A6. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Like the concept. I like it a lot.
And
I don't
you have
know.
Hidden.
Pardon?
And now you have Hidden in your Hidden NY in your collection.
I know. I'm cool now. That's what I said to one of my friends. I'm cool now. So what? And yeah, I don't know if it'll make an appearance in our little topic of the week / game. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
Putting you guys on notice. That's it for this week. I will say something is coming for next episode. I'll say that.
Ooh,
the suspense.
Yeah. Anything sneaker adjacent? No? Good to go. Nope. Flood the feeds. Let's look at flooding our feeds.
Yes.
Coming soon in November. Jordan 1 Low Barons. Oh no, that's not November. Anyways, Jordan 1 Low Barons. You guys get a look at this. Yeah. I don't find it very barren-y. Just yeah. I get the colors kind of mm-hmm. are, but I feel like there's something missing to make it really
barren. I
feel
like it needs stripes, no?
Yeah.
I agree.
That's what it's like, because the jersey had, you know?
Yeah, pinstripes.
It's missing stripes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It needs pinstripes.
Something like that. And but I know it's a Jordan 1 Low, which you guys are fans of. So
yeah, just... they're cute.
Yeah.
They're clean, yeah. Yeah. They're what were we saying? They're cool.
Are you like okay they exist, or are you like cool to yourself, or you like respect to the
right and cool. like a these the are cool. head nod. These are cool.
All right. Jordan 14 Black Toe.
I like them. I like the color blocking on them. I feel like they make a good like chunky shoe.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
First off, I think that this is one of the black toes that does live up to the black toe name. Right?
True.
Yeah. That's one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Two, I had a friend, he likes sneakers, but he's not like super into sneakers. Hit me up and ask me about how he should plan to get these. And I didn't know they were coming back. And I checked. I go, oh, fuck, November. He really wants them. He goes, it was the first Jordans that he got. So he really wants them. I go, I think you should be fine. Like, I love 14s, but the people are like split, I'd say, or lukewarm to the 14.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. But yeah, I think he'll have an okay time, especially now that like Jordan's kind of. Sit Settling. Enough. Yeah. Yeah. Like at least a day or two or three, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I think if he goes on the first day, just trying to cop on the first day, he'll be fit.
For sure. If he walks into the Foot Locker like on the first day, he'll be fine. No need to set an alarm or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are.
I hope the toe box is still super like. Because when these first came out, the toe box was crazy. Like that suede was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That black, so hopefully it's still like very similar.
Okay,
these are the style of 14s that I like the most. With the different colored toe, and then I like it without the quilted stitching on the side.
Okay,
I like it when it's like the clean, smooth, like the Laneys, I think, are another one that I like.
Oxidized green, that's the first 14 I got. Also, smooth
panel. Oh, yeah, those were clean, bro. Yeah, those are sick.
I pulled out my 14s the other day, the hot pink ones.
Oh,
the ones
so
that are like
too.
All pink. Yeah, I totally forgot. It's perfect for the spring.
Definitely.
Short spring, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Jordan 3, Black Cat. I wrote Black Car. It's Black Cat. Black Cat, spring of 2025.
I was going to say, I feel like you can't go wrong with any Black Cat colorway. Especially,
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan.
That pan leather is kind of throwing me off too.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
On the mudguard thing, it's like, because I feel like the Black Cat 4, because it was all suede.
Right.
Uh huh.
That pan leather is just kind of like, I don't know. I'm with Chris though. Like, I'm not a big all black sneaker.
Mm. Yeah. Like this is. Oh, really blacked out. Like there's not even anything, not even a hit of color that could pop, but it's I kind of want to stay away from it, because from afar, two people wearing, let's say, a Black Cat 4 and a Black Cat 3, you won't be able to tell what it is from far.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not telling them, like across the way. You're like, oh, what is that? You gotta like look closer. And I rather it just be like an immediate, like, that's this shoe, that's that shoe, you know, type deal.
Yeah, I'm actually now noticing the patent leather on the toe, on the like,
Yeah,
I didn't see that
it's
at
new,
first
bro.
until Alvin pointed it out. I thought it would be like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that official pictures or was that just like
or is it
a
just
picture of an old
not
black
markups,
guy?
but
Who knows, man? Yeah.
yeah, we don't know.
But
Twenty twenty five.
the patent leather just reminds me of like one of the
Tuxedo.
older colorways in the Spizike. Not that there's anything wrong with Spizikes,
It's giving Spizike.
but it's giving Spizike vibes, and it's
Oh,
supposed to be Jordan 3.
you're not on the list, but what is that Spizike that Cal shared the picture of?
Oh, the low?
The
Yeah.
low,
Is it just a Spizike
yo.
low? That's it? That's
Then they
actually.
got the
Yeah, those
colorway
Spizike. That
names
was.
and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't
It was
know.
like a white cement Spizike low, no? Like, wasn't it just like a simple colorway?
Yeah. Yeah, that
That
was
was nice.
clean. Oh, my goodness.
I thought you guys were gonna kill me. I put it into the group and I'm like, I put like something like I don't know why or something. I'm like, but I like these. And I'm thinking like, oh man, these
Yo,
guys are gonna get me. And then they
yeah.
all
He was
came in
like
like,
tiptoeing in
yo, those are
the
nice.
No,
Yeah.
I
this is
would cop
like
those before I cop these.
this is like me and my buddies doing a cross country back in high school, and like we're running until I go, guys, I need to chill, I need to start walking. And they're like, okay, we'll walk with you. I go, no, just go ahead. Because no, we'll walk with you. I go, you fuckers, you're just waiting for one guy to call it so that everyone can call it. The Cal just put the Spizike in there. I'm like, yeah, I guess it's okay. And like, you fuckers, you all like it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Basically.
yeah. He's like, I don't know about these, but
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, that's yeah, brave. A brave call, Cal. I like him.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right, Jordan 11 Low Space Jam. Yo, these are nice.
It's a
You're the
classic. You
Space Jam
can,
guy, bro.
yeah, it's a Space
I
Jam,
used
like.
to be like fucking, I don't know, 10 years ago, but
Yeah.
yo, I don't wear my Space Jams anymore. But this just as a shoe, even in low, wow. Is nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Super
Yeah,
clean.
I'd probably get it 'cause my pair is like yellowing. Like the sole is not icy anymore, so
I actually prefer the Space Jam with a yellow sole. That's me.
Yeah.
Do you, eh?
Yeah,
I like
because
11s
when
with
I
yellow soles.
I think because when I started doing the sneaker stuff, all the pairs that were available were yellow soled.
We're yellow, yeah.
Yeah.
You would think that mine is yellow.
Sorry?
I said you would think that mine is a yellow sole.
No,
'Cause
no,
my
no,
blue
no. There's like I don't know what's yours from 2000 the 2009? No, the
16.
2016, the 45. Yo, it's yellowed fast. Yeah.
I mean, it is 2024 now.
Yeah,
8
sorry. My math.
years.
You
It's still
okay? Yo.
that like 3 or 4 year gap that we've had, like ever since
Bro,
2020. Time just
yeah,
doesn't make sense anymore.
this is how time
Yeah,
travel works.
I
Did
know.
you want to? You want something to like freak with your mind, man? If they did, I read this on Instagram. If they did Back to the Future today in 2024, he'd be traveling back to 1994.
That's
Oh man,
wild.
you're right. Isn't
Yeah.
that crazy?
It's wild.
1994 is not all that different from today, is it?
No.
Like,
Well,
oh
there's more
man.
internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's cell phones. So, yeah. But
That's like
anyways.
there's that meme too that says like where he's like 20 years ago, and then the guy's like, oh yeah, the 70s. And then
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
yeah, he's like, dog,
No, dude,
that's
90s.
2004.
2004.
Oh my God.
2000s.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Okay. What are we doing here? Yeah, Jordan 1 high. Oh, the return of the Jordan 1 bread.
Just when I
2025.
asked for it, man.
They heard you. Yeah. You said it to IG and IG delivered.
Yes.
I don't know what version they're gonna make. I don't know. Is it a remastered or reimagined or just a retroed? Yeah.
Are they gonna suede it like they did the Royal?
Yeah. Oh gosh. I think they learned their lesson from that, man.
No, I think they do that on purpose.
Doesn't learn lessons, bro.
No, they do that on purpose. And then
Nike
like
doesn't learn lessons, bro. Yeah,
2 years later, they do the really good version and sell everything. Yeah.
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 I don't know. We'll see. Because like Lost and Found, how crazy was that release? Mm. Will a bread release, depending on its version, be crazier? Yeah.
I really hope that Jordan 1s are like the wackest thing ever by then. Like, oh God, you're wearing Jordan 1s? Like, ew, bro, what is that?
You're and right. I'll be like, why aren't you wearing pandas? Pandas are cool. Jordan 1. Yeah. All right. How about this one? Jordan 1 Low, Travis Scott, Elkins. That was nice. I like it because it's not like any of the other colorways.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think that's the only reason I like it. I'm not a big fan of blue and yellow. Laney was never my thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I do like that it's different as well. It's clean.
Yeah.
The gum sole gets me though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also that it's like winner. Travis Scott.
Yeah, I like them. I like the yellow and blue combination.
Yeah. Another Travis Scott. Travis Scott times Jumpman Jack. Do you guys know anything about this? I didn't research it. I just saw it. I entered a raffle for it.
And yeah, I got tagged. And that's the reason I know about it.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know what it's about, but I like it. I think it's a new shoe, no?
That's his silhouette, no? Like he
right,
created
yeah,
this
like
silhouette.
A new design.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think it's very nice.
It reminds me of like a Bo Jackson in a way, just because of the strap on the front.
Yeah.
But like it's cool, man.
Yeah. It's like a fusion of a bunch of Nike's work kind of thing. It's nice, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the colorway as well. Like I think I'm in that kind of like off-white creamish vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's cool. I don't know. I see like I entered a raffle, but I don't remember what store it was for. So I don't know if there's gonna be more boutiques that have this shoe. Like I was surprised how many boutiques had this ASICS sneaker.
Yeah, that was cool though.
Yeah, so, that was cool.
We'll see what happens. Well, that's it for flooding our feeds. Any other sneakers you guys want to chat about before we move on?
There was the Kobe 4, no? Girl Dad?
Yeah, Girl Dad. That's May 31st.
Mm-hmm. Those are nice.
Yeah, that's
nice. Yeah, I might enter some raffles for those.
The bike.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah.
Guys, there was a raffle. So Livestock does sometimes does in-store raffles.
Yeah.
In-store raffles only sometimes, like for like the last two Kobe's, the Venet. I don't know if Canada got the Kobe 4 Philly on April 13th.
I didn't see any. With it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Me neither.
So I think we got Venice 8, Kobe 8, and we also got the Italian Camo 6. Livestock here in Montreal did the Venice last week, and Italian Camo was today in store raffle only. Really random on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's cool though. I like
it's
that.
It's cool that we're bringing back the in store raffle only.
I
when you live in Calgary, it's not.
Why?
I'm biased.
You don't have a livestock.
No, but you could, I mean, any other store. With less 1-7, we're screwed over here, man.
Yeah,
livestock momentum. We don't got that out here, dog.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, momentum is the one. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, momentum. Sorry. Yeah. I hate driving to Livestock Montreal because there's no ways around it. You have to drive through the small streets, And there's traffic. So
and there's no parking.
There is there's actually parking is not it's pretty easy, I find, in that area.
Okay.
I've been there maybe four times in the last month. Don't ask me. They have good food there. That's why I'm in that area.
Yeah, same better.
Yeah, they got good bagels, they got amazing pizza, good chicken. Anyways, yeah, that area is pretty okay to park. It's the getting there that's a bitch.
Yeah.
Anyways. That's it. Okay. Now we're gonna get to our little topic, a little game. Before the podcast, I asked the crew to prepare some picks. Okay. I gave them a list of types of sneakers that are in their collection, and they picked one sneaker for each of the categories. Now I'm gonna tell you guys what the categories are real quick. A classic, right? A collab, a tank slash weather sneaker, right? So something that can take a beating. A super hype, a signature, meaning a sneaker that best represents you, right? A Jordan slash Nike sneaker, and then a non-Jordan Nike sneaker. So there's like, what, seven choices? Seven picks right there. So that's the list that I gave everyone. Everyone made their choices. No one knows what they picked. What's happening right now is we're all taking a little trip. Okay, we're taking a little trip, fam. First question, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going?
New York.
What?
I like New York.
Okay.
What? Okay, everyone's in agreement. In New
I can
York,
get
New
down with
York it is.
that.
Okay, we're going to New York. Next question, guys. How many days are we there?
7.
Seven a week.
We're actually
That's
there for
long.
5 days. Good, good,
5 days.
good answer, but it's five. Okay. What are we made out of money? All right. I have answers for all these. I'm just checking you guys. So, number
Okay.
three, how are we traveling there? It
Road
matters.
trip.
Plane.
Road
Oh, road
trip.
trip. Road
Road
trip.
trip.
Everyone's in agreement. Road trip. Perfect. How many bags are you bringing? So we're all four of us are in a car slash SUV. Okay, let's give us a bit more room. How many bags are you bringing?
That's one luggage,
Two.
bro. One
Two.
luggage, one, two, like luggage
Duffel
and a
and key.
bag, or what are you doing?
I'm doing a
It's 5 days,
duffel and like
right?
a,
Five
yeah,
days?
it's
Five
five
days. 5 days.
days.
I can't fit my sneaker. I can only fit
Two.
four pairs of, okay, fine. Yeah, a duffel and a backpack.
Same.
Duffel and a backpack.
No.
I don't know
A
if you could fit
luggage.
that many shoes into
A
either of
luggage,
those.
bro.
I think your
Yeah.
shoes need a full suitcase. Okay,
Like
but if you're
a carry-on type
driving,
thing, right?
like
Maybe
go pack
like no,
with
like a
like a
carry-on
full-on
luggage.
luggage, bro.
A
Full-on
full
luggage, you know.
luggage?
Yeah,
Yeah, one
carry-on
side's for your
luggage, trust
sneakers.
me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
travel
We
with
all have to
carry-on
have the same
luggage.
type
In
of
a carry-on, you can fit maybe three
bags,
pairs,
eh?
man.
Everyone has to say, so everyone agrees on a one luggage, like one big luggage thing.
Yeah, but yo, check it in. There's only four of us.
Right.
If our rental is like a Chevy Tahoe,
SUV. Oh.
eight
Oh.
seater,
Yo, we gotta pay for
Period.
gas.
Escalade.
Escalade. Cadillac
We're
boys.
all gonna
Park.
fit. We just fold the seats down. All our luggage will fit. You know what I mean? Like. All right. So
Exactly. each person has a luggage,
Yeah.
and that's how it goes. All
Okay.
right,
agreed. What time of the year are we going? It matters.
Fall.
Fall. I was gonna
Fall?
say I heard fall's the nicest. Yeah.
Fall?
Yeah. Fall.
Summer's too hot, you know? Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
we're gonna be walking the
You.
streets. I'm gonna be
Yes.
sweating like a motherfucker. Like,
I was good
It's
for
true.
spring or fall. Summer,
Yep.
it kind of limits your wardrobe as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I
Okay.
heard it
Anyways.
smells like hot garbage in the summer.
Yeah.
So who's gonna put themselves up to go first? Because it will set the table for the other two. It'll make the life easier for the other two, but who is the bravest amongst
Go
you?
first.
I love it. I love it. Hugh,
Head
you
out.
ready? Okay. I need to
Sometimes.
first know what your seven picks are. Wait, actually,
In order?
I'll tell you the title and you tell me what it is, okay? No, actually, you know what? Yes, tell me what your seven shoes. I can't have you switch them midway. Go for it. What's your classic?
The gray 990 V5.
Gray 990 V5. Everyone
yeah.
have that in mind? Perfect. What is your collab sneaker?
The New Balance Ronnie Fieg Daytona 990 V3.
990. I should write this shit down. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Now, what's your tank?
BC3.
Okay. BC3. Okay.
We're going to be gang gang on that day, I think.
I know. I'm just like,
Okay. Now, what is your super hype?
Sean Wotherspoon, 197.
Very nice. Wather, 197. Okay. What is your signature sneaker?
Air Max 1 Atmos.
The Alvin sneaker. AM1 Atmos.
Yes, sir.
Nice. What is your Jordan / Nike sneaker?
It's a Jordan 1 Neutral Gray.
Jordan 1 Neutral Gray. What's that? Neutral gray.
Just a low. Light, sorry, Jordan the gray 1 low. Swoosh. Neutral gray.
Jordan
just
1 low. Swoosh. Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, my bad. Just the Jordan 1 low. My apologies.
Okay, no, that's good. All right, and then your non-Nike sneaker.
Adidas Bape Superstar.
Adidas Bape. Nice. Very nice. I like that pick. Superstar. Now, this is where the advantage to the other two comes into play. But Alvin, you are the dude, so you're ready for it. You have these seven sneakers. You can only bring five. Pick two that don't make it.
BC3.
Okay.
Shoot. Two that don't make it, huh?
And one more. Yeah.
I'll go gray 990 V5.
Okay. You could ditch one more pair for a surprise. Yes or no?
Like, I'm getting a surprise?
There's going to be a surprise.
Yes.
If you ditch one. Ditch another. Yes. Pick it.
The neutral. Jordan 1 low neutral.
Yeah. Okay, good. Perfect. Okay, who's next?
Oh my gosh.
Go, I'll Maya. Go. You spoke first, so you go. What is your classic?
Black Cement 3s.
Nice. Okay. What is your collab?
Joe Fresh Good 96C Inside Voices.
Jeez.
Ooh.
Inside Voices. Yeah. Okay.
That's fire.
Okay. What is your tank?
It's going to be my Union Jordan 4s off noirs, just because I've been wearing them all winter.
Okay.
And they are tanks.
What is your super hype?
Nope. My Jordan 4 off whites.
Okay.
Damn.
Yep.
What is your signature?
This was like shoe that represents me the most / signature, like you said. I'm gonna go with my Hello Kitty Prestos.
Okay. Okay.
They're the epitome of me.
Okay. What is your Jordan / Nike sneaker?
I'm gonna go.
You didn't prep?
Yes, I did. I did. I just forgot. I'm going the A Ma Manière Jordan 3.
Okay.
Damn.
And what is your non-Nike?
I'm going New Balance 990 V3 Jound Montreal.
Okay.
Nice.
Again, you need to ditch two.
Okay, I'm gonna ditch my Hello Kitty Prestos.
Oh,
because
the one that represents you the most?
The one that represents me the most, just because it's like the hardest one to wear.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And yeah, one more.
And I'm going to ditch the... Since I have two New Balances in the rotation, the Joe Fresh Goods.
You technically have four Jordans in rotation.
I know.
Okay, so which one? Joe Fresh Goods?
Yeah, 9060. Joe Fresh Goods.
Damn.
All right. Do you want to ditch another pair for a surprise?
Yeah, I'll ditch my Black Cement 3s like Alvin, since we won't be gang.
Okay, Cal, your turn. You ready to go? What is your classic, please?
Reimagine White Cement 3.
Okay.
Ooh.
And your collab?
Asics GLA 3 and Ronnie Fieg invite only.
Okay.
Yes. Your tank?
Black Cement 3.
Okay. And your super hype?
Well, it's not hype anymore, but when it came out, it was Adidas 700 Yeezy Wave Runner.
Ooh, word.
I think it's good.
I think it's coming
still
back.
Falls in
still
there.
Hype.
Yeah.
Your signature.
Asics Ronnie Fieg Salmon Toe Gel Light 3.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Okay. And
2.0, if that matters to any of the listeners out there. I don't have the OG.
Jordan Nike sneaker.
Kobe 9 Beethoven.
Ooh.
Man. Okay. And your non-Nike.
Packer shoes and Reebok question Kobe PE.
Dougie.
Ditch two, please.
Jeez, that's hard, man. I should have been thinking about this the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm just going to fall with the crew and I'm going to ditch the Black Cement 3.
All right.
Because I have the white one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ditch the Packer Kobe's just so they won't crease.
Okay. All right. Do you want to ditch another for a surprise?
I'll be the one that says no to that.
Okay. I like that. All right. There was an option for you to do one last minute change. Do you want to replace one of your shoes? By replace, I mean not unditch a shoe, but to actually switch the shoe that you've picked for the category. It was more in case everyone picked Black Cement 3, but all of you ditched the Black Cement 3, so that's not bad.
So we're good.
You guys
I'm
good
with my picks.
I'm good with my picks.
All right. That's cool. Do you guys like all your choices? Do you think it's a good... I'm going to list them off for the listeners just to refresh the memory. Alvin's running with a New Balance 993 Daytona, right, Kith?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is a Sean Wotherspoon Air Max 197.
Mm-hmm.
Air Max 1 Atmos.
Mm-hmm.
And Adidas Bape Superstar. Four pairs. Your surprise, sir, is that you must now buy a pair while we're in New York.
Unless that's why I was like, yo, if we're going to New York, we're definitely hitting up the shops. So it's like,
so which pair are you hunting for?
Oh, damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's a great question. What's my budget?
I mean, how often do we go to New York?
I'm gonna go 500. Union, bro. Union, the Storm Blue, Air Jordan 1s.
Just going for it. All right.
Oh,
okay.
Putting that on layaway. Okay. Union Storm Blue.
Sezzle and pick up in store.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maya. Maya has her Union 4. the noir colorway, her Jordan 4 Off-White, her Amamanya Jordan 3s, and New Balance 990 V3 Jound. You get to pick up a pair in New York.
I'm gonna go with the Nike Shox Martine Rose in the black and red colorway.
Black red, okay. Ooh.
The MR4 Mule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go with that because I've been really wanting a different colorway to my Nike Shox.
Oh, shit. Lately. Do they where what type of store do they sell that in?
I feel like they might have it in some boutiques. I seen like the colorway that I have already, the orange and yellow one.
Yeah.
Sitting at like Kith stores.
Oh,
so
for real.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Cal knows something.
I might have
there.
To hit up a resale or consignment
yeah.
for okay. that colorway, but hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Alvin? That Union.
No.
How much is your shoe, Maya?
It's $350 US.
Okay. It's not a storm blue. Okay. Union Jordan 1. Alvin, yeah. I think your shoe is really expensive. I think you would have to trade two of your pairs to be able to afford part of that shoe.
Oh my gosh.
Two of them?
Yeah. Do you still do the deal?
No.
No?
No.
No. Okay. I wouldn't either.
They're all like all four pairs that I have,
yeah,
or I'm bringing, I feel are quality pairs.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And yeah, and I already wore them, and I feel like, you know what I mean? I don't know, bro. All
right. That's fair.
You know. Plus I kind of went with the theme. It's like comfort slash like dad shoe.
Yeah.
So, like,
you know?
Okay.
Unions, as beautiful as they are, my feet are going to hurt. So.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
You can get a
no
storm
deal.
Blue. We're just checking. All right. before we end this, I'd like for each of you to pick one shoe to tell us why you picked that shoe. Like, I get it. Like a White Summit 3 is a classic shoe. Yes, it fits the category, but why did you pick that one out of all of the shoes that you could have picked in your thing? But like any one of these shoes in your list, why did you choose that one? Why did that make the cut before any other of your pairs that could have fit in that category?
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
I chose the 990 V3 Jounds just because it's my hometown, Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And it only released here.
Yeah, I'm okay.
The sale on it is crazy. So if I pulled up to New York in them, it's okay. Just going down, you know?
All right.
But yeah, no, that's why.
Hardly home, but always repping.
Exactly.
Word.
You just come up with that, man?
No, I wrote it for someone else that's kind of famous. Okay. You know, ghostwriter. For me, I mean, all of these I could say, but the invite only because it was gifted to me by Ronnie Fieg. So that's why I had to bring that one.
Yeah.
No facts, bro.
Yeah. Q?
So for the shoe that represents me, I chose the Air Max 1 Atmos. It's the Air Max 1 Atmos. Like, I love them, but also I chose those because I feel like it's that shoe that wherever you go in the world, you get the respect.
The
you won't get
tip.
The cool. Yes. You'll get the hat tip. You'll get the nod. You'll get the, yo, those are dope. So like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everyone just knows. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Why.
Yeah.
You get to, hey, man, let me show you this in the alley. Come into this dark alley. Let me show you something.
Oh, you meant the shoes. Oh, the shoes you're talking about. Sorry. No, I could tell you a story about my Air Max 1 Atmos. Sidebar. On Air Max Day, that's what I wore to the office. And I get into the elevator, and the dude that got into the elevator with me, also wearing Air Max, I feel like he knew it was Air Max Day. I didn't look at him, but I did see him peer down at my feet and do a double take. Like, then he looked back up and then he looked back down again. So I feel like he knew that I had the hottest sneakers in the elevator.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
For sure.
Do you guys want to hear my picks real quick?
Yes, please.
Did you like that type of game? I think people like.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool,
yeah,
bro.
That's fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
But just real quick. My classic was a Jordan 1 Bred.
Of course.
My collab was a Nike Dunk Low Undefeated. Five nice. On it. That one, blue pair.
Yep.
My tank was Reimagined White Cement 3.
Okay. Nice.
My super hype was the originally Nike Air Max 1 Atmos, but I did think that Alvin might go for them. Then came my decision of whether we should be twinning.
Yes.
Because it's a cool shoe to twin with. Or I should just let Alvin have this one because it's Alvin. I gotta admit, you know. So my backup for the like hype shoe was the Jordan 1 A Lady May.
Ooh.
Because I felt like if I went even to New York, which is like a fucking hype city for sneakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facts.
I'll do okay with that shoe, you know?
For sure. For sure.
My signature sneaker is, anyone want to guess? That's right. Jordan 1 Nigel Sylvester.
I was going to say Nigel. I was going to say.
My Nike sneaker is the Kobe 5 Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah, nice. But
my non-Nike is the New Balance 992 Maroon.
Oh,
and
nice.
If I was going to ditch, it was going to be the White Cement 3s. Just in case someone picked them. So I think Cal picked them. So I would like, you know, set them aside. And my Bruce Lee 5s. I'm not wearing them in the street. I just wanted to pick them on my list.
That was easy.
Yeah.
But that was the main thing. The main thing.
Jeez.
Yeah. Cal, do you want to buy a shoe in New York? Why don't you buy a shoe in New York? Go ahead. Pick a shoe.
Okay.
Yo, shoe there's a kit there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
But if I wanted a Kith shoe, it's probably sold out.
True.
True.
Would you trade a shoe for like buying Kith gear?
Yeah. Ooh. I'd do that. Yeah.
We'll do
they
that.
Just,
trade.
They just released their graphic tees collection that I've been carting and uncarting for the last 2 days.
Do we authorize that trade, guys? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kyle's happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Perfect. Is that it? If any audience members wants to send us their list, we'd have a fun time reading it off.
Yeah.
There's enough room in the Chevy Tahoe.
Yep.
Just jump right in. We have like three quick messages. We did mention last week playing that little game of hottest sneakers in the room, right? We got three responses that I'd like to share with you. We got one off one of our YouTube video. Not bad, guys.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to whoever did that.
Yeah. It's at DMARKZ13. DMARKZ13. They said, I for sure get the win for best sneakers every time I step into Costco Point Claire. Point Claire is a suburb of Montreal Island. So, he's beasting in the Costco. Just like us. Yeah.
Just like Chris.
Good stuff. Shout out.
What would
Dean.
Happen if you guys went to the same Costco?
Oh, dude.
It'll be like a battle.
They'd Chris is coming duel. To Point Claire, bro.
They'd have to clear the freezer for us because it's so hot in here.
Dude. I can see you guys looking at each
get
other.
The milk out. Shave the cream. Yeah.
Looking it's like a Western movie, bro. I can see it.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our good friend Cubicle Frank, right? He goes wearing black foams in the metro. I win. That's what he said.
Ooh, Frank the Tank for sure. Though the foams are tanks, bro.
Black foams. Yeah. Shout out to Frank. our good friend Joe, Joran, J Wolfer
Hey,
73.
Joe.
Yo, what's up, Joe?
He posted a pair of I don't know what the name is. It's Saucony? I'm bad. I can't identify the sneaker. I think it's like athletic wear or something. He should educate us because I'm
yeah,
a
Joe.
noob at this. He went hashtag I won at the YMCA.
Hey.
I that's a tough battle,
that's a decent
I'd say.
Place
That's
to
tough,
win.
bro.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah,
Tough,
man.
yeah.
Tough
YMCA
win.
is
Tough
tough.
win. And then he also has those Mac Attacks, like the gray
Nice.
pair. And
Yes.
he goes,
Nice.
I won at 375 Hudson today. I don't know what 375 Hudson today is, but he won there.
The Mac Attacks
Shout
are a
out.
strong pair.
Mac
I like
Attacks
those.
are a cool pair to win with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Very cool. And if anyone else is
Sick.
winning at whatever room they're in, let us know. I like this. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Hottest sneakers in the room. I think that's it. Anything else, guys, you want us, any shout outs you want to send? Good to go.
No.
So that
Happy
was
420,
Joe.
y'all.
Oh,
oh
happy
yeah,
facts. Happy
Saturday
420.
420.
Get your hemp hats.
Celebrate responsibly, y'all.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm
It's on a
DJing.
Saturday. I'm so
It's on a
excited.
Saturday. I know.
There's a
always at work.
There's a story of a bunch of guys visiting Montreal during the month of April a few years ago. A bunch of sneaker people visiting Montreal. And that evening. It was 420. That evening, everyone was invited to my house for supper. I think two guys almost, we almost lost two guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Montreal, there's an area like off the Mont Royal. There's basically Montreal Island is like a hill. There's a place called Mont Royal. And regardless of whether it's 420 or not, there's a bunch of people that gather on Mont Royal every weekend. And they do what's
Right.
called Tam Tam, which is just
Tam
like
Tams,
hanging
yeah.
out and doing activities, whatever. But on 420, it's ballistic over there.
Yeah.
Really
I,
is.
I got I got like I'm gonna be DJing that day.
Nice.
On the
At the Tam
statue
Tam?
At Mont Royals. At the Tam Tam.
Outside?
At the statue?
Outside. At the
Yay!
Is it warm?
I know. It's
Fire,
gonna be like
bro.
thousands of people. Well, it's gonna be yeah, it's gonna be fun. But
It was.
yeah, it should be warm on Saturday. It's
Yeah.
outside, but I'm gonna dress warm.
Yeah.
I was one
that's
of
an
those
hour.
Guys that was there at that
At
story.
that
And
story. Oh, yeah.
It was a
It was
riot.
crazy.
It was
Yeah.
a riot.
Cal
Yeah.
was not one of the people we almost lost. Cal was okay.
Oh,
We almost
okay.
lost two others.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but I heard it was funny.
Yeah.
And
we had
they did show up for supper,
I was
but
like,
they
did
left
they...
real fast. It was like weird.
Did they go for a walk? And come
Yeah,
back,
yo,
no.
a non-participant participated like with a solo and was like went the whole way in. So by the end
Oh
of it,
my
he's like
God.
at the table, like dozing off, and like I gotta go home and such.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy 420.
Yeah. There you go. All right. That was a great show. Thank you, audience, for joining us once again. And you can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts are broadcast. Alvin, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Mr. Qmart on Instagram and at Canada Got Soul.
Shout out to Canada Got Soul. Calby, where can people find you?
You can find me at Just Calby and at the second place that Maya is going to say.
Shout out to the second place.
And the
Maya.
Second place. The second place that Maya's going to say is at Traffic Boys. And you can also find me at Potato, Po.Tato.
Shout out to the Traffic Boys. And you can find myself at Christopher.Chu. And be sure to follow us at the Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Quality. One love, all the sneakers. Peace.
Peace.